Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the Indie Author Podcast. I'm Al. My report from last week was how well I did and did I find the time to write. Well, the results are in. Not as much as I wanted to. I was on the road last week with my day job and I found myself actually doing other projects rather than writing on the new book. So what are those projects? They're all positive things, but I didn't write. So first of all, though, I'm making some editorial updates to Murder in the Small Glen, one of the two Tom Guthrie prequels. So this is for me to release it as an audiobook just to my mailing list subscribers. So look out for that to be released shortly after the new year. So if you're not on my mailing list, I would encourage you to sign up. I certainly won't spam you and I certainly won't sell your email details to marketers and the sales folks and the like. So secondly, I'm in the final review process of Tools of the Trade, which is the first full-length Tom Guthrie story, and that's for a paperback version. The timing of that release will be just before the second book in the series, Wind Damage. So look out for that for all you paperback lovers. I did get some time to put some words on the page on the current book, but obviously not as many as I would have liked. The other promise I made to you last time was to give you a tour of my office, which is not here. I'm somewhere else, and I will tell you where I am probably next week. So here's the tour. So here's my desk. It is actually in a closet. There we go. So it's built into a closet right here. With some audio stuff down the bottom and some storage right there. I built this desk just out of little pieces of shelving, actually. There's some shelving up here. And, you know, obviously you've got to have things like a couple of fedoras and Union Jacks, whiteboards, Vetriano print, computers, iPads. Yeah, I said iPads. There's two iPads there. All the stuff that you need. Lots of notebooks, of course. I love my notebooks. And for the observant amongst you, maybe a couple of Terry Pratchett references there too. I play one. I kind of fake some instruments that I play, so they're hanging up on the wall. The wall, by the way, is my storyboard again. That's just a big acetate sheet or perspex sheet, I guess, strapped to the wall there. And it's a storyboard. It's purposefully out of focus, I guess, so you can't see what's going on because that's the current book. But that's the way I kind of storyboard out the book, the initial stages anyway, of plotting out a book. I also like my Lego, and of course a great Christmas present from my wife there, Al's Barbershop, and the Ace Brickman private investigator's office, and a whole bunch of books down there. The old worn out comfy chair where I sit with a laptop and do a lot of work. I actually sit there more than here at the desk when I'm writing. When I feel like I need to act like I want to get fit, then I'll jump on the bike here. It's been inside all year, actually. It was in here last winter, and then the summer just disappeared from me. So it's been here all year. Old typewriter. Airplanes, always been into airplanes and aviation. So there's a propeller, my commissioning scroll from the Royal Air Force, and of course a picture of the old Victor K2. I was lucky enough to be on that airplane for a very short period of time back in the day. We were as a family heading off to Italy next spring, so a little planning board for that. And down here you have Rebus and McRae. Say hello, boys. Yep. Probably hungry. And some more books. Again, Terry Pratchett on top there. And I play a little bit of Aussie football. Aussie footy. Sometimes. When I'm not on the bike, trying to be fit.
Well, I hope you like that. A little quick tour of the office there at home. If you're a writer and you have your writing space, I'd love to see that. Send me a picture and you can drop that in an email, al@alanalman.com, and I'd love to be able to post those on my website. This is also still barely another week or so to go, NaNoWriMo. How's that going for you? It's obviously not going very well for me, but how's that going for you? I'd love to hear. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can add that to the comments down below. So thanks for watching. Hope you liked the tour, and we'll catch up with you next week after, for those of you in the United States celebrating Thanksgiving, have a great, happy, fun Thanksgiving.